Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Well, we're coming to the end of the holidays, and with us, we're bringing a few more pounds and a little bit of the residue of sugar, preservatives, and accumulated toxins, along with stress and kind of being beat up and war wounds, if you will. The thing is, we have a tendency to store a lot of these things in our body, almost as if we were in the business of collecting all of this stuff, toxins, and kind of putting them away for another time. Maybe it's time for us to give our body the overdue focus that it needs. Do an internal cleaning, a cleaning of house, if you will, detoxifying, maybe even starting the new year with that square one slate, clean slate mentality. For some people, it may be a little awkward to think about the world of cleansing and doing an internal cleanse. But I'll tell you what, if you've cleansed before, you get it. You understand what it's like to start putting yourself into a healthier, cleaner category from the inside. We do everything every day in the cleaning process. We wash our hands, we wash our clothes, we wash our car, we vacuum the floor, we dust the countertops, we clean the dishes, and we even wash our fruits and vegetables when we buy them from the store. So we're understanding the basic signs of cleansing externally. Detoxification is the process of removing toxins from within the body. The process to detoxify your body involves a lot of different elements, such as herbal detoxification regimes, changing of diet, vitamin and herbal supplements. It's one of the best ways to rid your body of toxins, which can slow you down, make you unhealthy, cause mood problems, skin problems, and weaken your immune system because we're full of garbage on the inside. The process of detoxification requires a little bit of discipline. The most noticeable benefits from detoxification are the physical ones. Since the toxins store up in the major organs, detoxification with these help those areas the most. The organs which are mostly affected, like the liver and the stomach, begin to work a lot more effectively. After the detox is completed, you feel, lighter. You have more energy. Also, since the detox is used to clear away free radicals, your body's immune system becomes stronger. You have a lower risk of getting health problems. Finally, a detoxification regime will clear your blood, helping it circulate a lot better. Very important. A benefit that a lot of people don't think of is how it can be a change to your lifestyle. As you progress through the body detox, you begin to feel better physically, mentally, and even emotionally. This feeling can be addictive and lead to you wanting to change your lifestyle to cut out bad elements which give your body those toxins in the first place. A lot of people quit smoking, they start eating better, they are getting more active, more exercise, and after a detox, kind of a perfect time to begin some of these actions and head in the right direction. So let's talk a little bit about some of the detox tips we can do that might make things better. Number one, cut back and eliminate a lot of heavy-duty meat and dairy products, at least for a while, giving your body a chance and giving it a break to do what it needs to do to cleanse. We know that meat is highly acidic, and it can be a strain on the kidneys and the intestines. So, and dairy, more mucus forming. So by cutting them back, at least while you're cleansing, you take a step out of the way that the cleanse does not have to work on because you're not adding more heaviness, more sludge, and more mucus. Read the labels on the healthy food selections you choose. Most of the harmful preservatives, synthetic flavors, and other artificial ingredients have long, complex names. If you find an ingredient that you can't read or pronounce, don't buy it, and definitely don't eat it. Choose fresh foods that come in nature's packaging, like fruits and vegetables. You know, eating a healthy diet means that a lot of the foods you're eating are basically there at face value. They don't have labels because they are what they are. It's a green pepper in a plastic bag. It's chicken. It may say free range and non-steroid chicken, which is even better, but it's basically chicken. I mean, whole grains, you may measure out yourself, but you know, I like the name nature's packaging, really does make things a little bit more to understand. We have to remember that some of the foods that we're doing and some of the way that we're eating these foods, when you're cleansing, you may want to stay away from. you know, fried and sugary foods, deep fried, battered foods, anything served through the window of a car, probably the best thing for you to cut them back or out while you're doing a cleanse. See, you're creating some good habits by doing a cleanse because you're cutting some of the problem things out of the way. Make at least 70% of your meals vegetables. Now, that's hard for some people because we're used to filling our plate up with a lot of protein and a lot of starch. But, you know, try it different ways. Try a vegetable juice. Try a large green salad or a plate of steamed, roasted, or stir-fried vegetables. It can make a big difference. If you have a big salad and vegetables on the side, you're going to want to throw in a good, healthy protein, and you may or may not want to throw in a carb because you are getting some wonderful carbohydrates as well, usable carbs in your greens. Smaller, simpler meals eaten throughout the day don't put as much burden on your digestive system. They also balance your blood sugar levels. Unstable blood sugar levels are linked to weight gain and mood and energy fluctuations. Check out your health food store and look for a blended herbal combination for cleansing. Many of them will have a combination of a fiber kind of to sweep away the residue. Most of the rest of them are usually herbal based. And they go in and they loosen debris and waste from your organs. They help to tune up your digestive system. And as you evacuate and clean and cleanse, you actually will start to notice a dramatic difference. It's not surprising that over the years I have recommended cleanses to people and they not only were able to readjust their elimination cycle because they may have been coming from a time when they had very sporadic and not very often elimination, so they were able to fix that problem, but they also started seeing a dramatic difference in their skin and their breath and body odors and things that become very prevalent when you are toxic on the inside. You know, I know people that have the best oral and body hygiene, yet there's an odor that comes out of their skin and comes up through their mouth and through their breath. And when they're sweating at the gym, that odor is strong. And I'll do a consultation with someone and they'll just like, I just don't understand. And the first question I ask is, how's your gut and how's your bowels? And they'll usually say, my digestive system is not good. I have a lot of burping and gas and bloating. Well, that needs to be adjusted by changing what you're eating, drinking more fresh, clean water, more fruits and vegetables, more fiber. But you may also need to bring in a digestive enzyme and a good probiotic, almost guaranteed with every meal, to make sure what you have available to you at that time is exactly what you need to digest those foods. And the other thing is, a lot of times people don't like to talk about their elimination cycles. But if you're not having a good couple solid stools every single day, and you're going every other day, every third day, that means that all of those poisons, all of those toxins, all of that waste, all of that debris is building up in your intestinal tract and being reabsorbed and polluting your blood. And it needs to be moving its way out. So cleansing really does make a difference because a lot of those herbs in there are stimulant herbs to move things through. And then as you change over your diet and you start eating more beautiful foods that are balanced with fiber and good nutrients, you don't get yourself into that position again. And of course, lubricating the lining with omega-3 fatty acids, those oils making everything nice and slippery, bringing in more olive oil and more fish oils and flaxseed oil, and bringing in maybe some chia seeds and ground flax to give you the fiber to keep things moving, and not replacing it with what I like to call glue food, which is all of those white bleached flours, that sticky carbohydrate junky gooey gunk that just basically clogs us up from the inside. So it's not just about clogged arteries these days and, you know, your carotid arteries and your arteries throughout your body being clogged and inhibiting blood flow. It's also about clogging up your intestinal tract. Allowing your body to cleanse that debris and waste out of the system can dramatically change how you feel in a very short period of time. People ask, how often should I cleanse? Well, some people cleanse on the season, 4 times a year. Some people do it twice a year. I prefer twice a year. But on a regular basis, I eat a ton of fiber, a ton of greens, and I eat a lot of vegetables and fruits on a regular basis. Not as much fruit, lots of vegetables. But I also make sure that I take digestive enzymes and probiotics with every meal. Because if you don't, if you're like me and you have what is known as a compromised gut, you don't get the benefit of your food, you don't get the benefit of your supplements, and then you deal with the ramifications of a compromised gut, and I don't like to feel that way. So I've learned that you carry probiotics and enzymes with you because you need to, and it makes a difference. So looking for a good cleansing product at your health food store can make a dramatic difference in the way you're feeling. And it can change the way that you approach the foods that you're consuming. Detoxifying the body doesn't have to mean crazy restrictive diets. By choosing whole foods, your body will be able to digest and metabolize them easily. Just remember to think fresh fruits and vegetables that are in season, organic free-range chicken or turkey, wild-caught fish, cage-free and organic eggs, naturally gluten-free whole grains, or just whole grains in general. The gluten-free is not as important because not everybody has a problem with gluten. But beans and nuts and seeds, very, very important. Stay away from a lot of the trigger foods, caffeine, sugar. Those are things that can make a big difference. You know, they can zap your energy levels. They can encroach on your digestive system and, you know, and make a difference. Probably one of the easiest things to do during cleansing is hydrate. Drink plenty of pure filtered water, green tea, hot lemon water first thing in the morning. Stay hydrated all day long. Helps your body cleanse the toxins that it's loosening with the cleanse. It boosts your metabolism. It cleans up your skin. Hot lemon water can release toxins as well as bad bacteria from your skin. You know, when I deal with people that are now developing all these acnes and all of the eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, you know, we were kids, we had acne, but then it went away when hormones kicked in, and it's not the norm. Today, now we have so many people that are older with skin problems. And although environmental things can irritate our skins, lotions, makeups, creams, and things like that, and food sensitivities, it's not, I mean, I've never been unsurprised when someone says I'm constipated and I have terrible elimination, you know, and they have terrible skin. If you're leaving all the debris and all the waste laying around in your gut, and your gut is sludged up, clogged up, and full of debris and waste, how can you possibly expect the body to move all this garbage out of the system when it can't move? So things re-seep in. You pollute your body. And our body, what it wants to do is it wants to get that stuff out. So if it's not moving it through the normal means, which is through the intestinal tract and out the colon and out of the body, your body ends up pushing a lot of that stuff through the skin, causing flare-ups of the skin and chronic inflammatory responses in the body, which is causing our skin to become really unhealthy. Most people, what they do is they go to the doctor, they start taking anti-inflammatories, they use steroids that kind of pushes everything back in, they get a clearing of the skin, but they don't make any changes. So in a very short period of time, they're right back where they started from because they didn't change what they were eating. They're not drinking any more water. They're not using any enzymes and probiotics. They use steroids and treatments to push everything back in to get that sense of clearing, to get the symptoms that are so annoying out of the way, but they made no changes. And then you end up in that revolving door at your dermatological office, going in every 3 or 4 months with another flare-up, more steroids, but never addressing the issue. You have to look at diet. You have to look at the waste leaving the body. I'll never forget, I was in New York years ago during a trash collecting strike in August. 50, 60-foot piles of garbage bags piled up down the streets in August, and you want to smell something that smelled disgusting, is the smell of rotting garbage on the streets. And it was really, it hit me really hard, and I thought to myself, you know, all that debris laying around is kind of what happens. I thought of this years later. What happens with our digestive tract when people have bad breath and they have body odor, or they have the skin is flaring up from all of the putrefied garbage laying around in their gut. When you smelled that smell, it was a smell like, took me forever to get it out of my sinuses, you know, and my nose forever I smelled it. It makes good sense that the only way that air was going to clear is when they removed all that waste. You know, they finally settled the strike. It took them forever, but they, you know, 24 hours a day, they got everything cleaned up. They sprayed down the streets with bleach and all that kind of stuff, and they got rid of all the waste. And guess what? The smell went away. The streets were clean. Regular pickups, 2-3 times a week. Doesn't it mean the same thing when we're talking about our digestion and our elimination? We clean everything out of the way with a cleanse. And from that point forward, we lubricate, we eat a good quality food, we take enzymes and probiotics to digest it, we make sure that we have everything heading in the right direction, and then we do everything we have to do to stay on course for regular elimination, or in this case, regular pickups. Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in You might just hear it mentioned right on the show. For more information on detoxification and cleansing and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. It is so packed full of well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. It's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. Today we're talking about cleansing and detoxification. Pretty important. When you figure a lot of us have the ramifications of a clogged up, glued up system full of garbage and debris. And it's important that we know about it. I also want you to know who makes this show possible, who's responsible for this great show. Give me 30 seconds and I'll get right back to you on the topic of cleansing and detoxification.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
So we're talking today about cleansing. We're talking about the things we can do that go hand in hand, like water and chewing your food and bringing in an enzyme and a probiotic. Very important. You want to know another important part of cleansing? Sleep. Getting quality sleep. It's crucial to a healthy body. Detox baths with Epsom salt, lavender to improve quality of sleep, turning off technology, using earplugs, getting a better mattress, wearing eye masks at night, dark blackout shades on your windows, whatever it takes to get your body into a healthier state of sleep. Sleep is crucial for healthy living. And if you're not rejuvenating your body, if you're not repairing your body, if you're not putting your body into a reparative, restorative mode by not getting into a good night's rest, you're not going to be able to get the results you're looking for. So sleep is part of it as well. One of the problems we have today is we eat in the car, we eat in the hand of the bag next to us, and we're on our way going where we're going and trying to get things done, and we're unconsciously eating. We need to eat slower, without distractions. We need to chew our food. If you're the only one at your house and you're having dinner, sit at the table. Don't lay on the couch with your plate on your chest and kind of scoop it in. You can watch TV. You're not concentrating. You're not chewing. And guaranteed, you've got way too many distractions when you're doing something as important as putting food in your system. Put your fork down in between bites. Savor your food. And definitely try to limit the distractions when you're eating. Because what happens is if you eat too fast, your brain and stomach don't have time to communicate that you're full. So you go back for more food. And by the time your body starts getting healthier, the communication gets stronger. And all I can tell you is that one of the best things you can do is make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can to get as healthy as you can. If that means eating at a table, sitting up and putting your fork down, it's something you should do. The next thing is movement. When you are cleansing and detoxifying, if you're bringing in some of the herbs and fiber in a cleansing product and changing your diet and getting your body clean on the inside, walking, doing exercise, jogging, hiking, yoga, dance class, whatever it is, a way of releasing tension, improving recovery, and repairing your body at the same time. And also, flexibility makes a dramatic difference. Another thing we have to focus on is diminishing our stress. When you are stressed, your body kicks in with that fight or flight response. It means that any crucial actions within the body are halted as your body fights your stress. This leaves a little time, very little time, for detoxing and cleansing and digesting and, well, pretty much everything your body needs to do. Practice activities to diminish stress. Watching a funny movie, hanging out with fun people, doing something you love, taking your animals to the dog park, doing something, but finding something above and beyond your daily routine that makes a difference. One of the best things you can do to help your body work more effectively, to eat breakfast. Don't starve yourself all day and come home and eat an all-night dinner. If you're not a breakfast eater in the morning, no big deal. Have a smoothie. Have a yogurt with some chia seeds and ground flax and some nuts. Throw in some walnuts and some fruit. It's a great place to start your day. Maybe do the same thing to your oatmeal. Or maybe have a smoothie. It's also a great place to throw in your fish oils and your greens and some yogurt and start your day with something amazing rather than just something thrown through the window of the car. Yes, there's concentration and focus that needs to be taken care of. And yes, we need to be responsible. for the things that we're doing and not doing for our body. Don't forget about your fiber. Keep full. Fiber keeps the digestive system excreting toxins through the body faster. Keep that cardiovascular system worked and tuned and moving. You don't have to run a marathon. You just need to move. Lemons on a daily basis. The citric acid from lemons is beneficial to the human body by helping to liberate toxins. You can squeeze lemon in your water. It's something to do every day. I think lemon should be part of your routine. I'm a big advocate of green tea. I think that it flushes out your body. It supports your energy. It's a great source of calming and antioxidants. I make sure that I've always got bags of frozen organic fruits in my freezer. Yeah, some vegetables, but mostly fruits. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, mangoes. I buy all the organic and I keep them in my freezer because I'm one of those people that if I buy fresh fruit, it probably goes bad before I eat it. But if I'm having a smoothie, I'll use my frozen organic fruits every single day. Or I'll thaw one out in the refrigerator and then I'll add that to things like oatmeal and yogurt. So, but it's really important to start your day with something because it really does start the part of the day that needs to be jump-started, which is the morning. When I'm cleansing, I also try to go to the gym and I sit in the saunas because it helps you sweat out a lot of stuff and toxins out of your skin, especially when you're cleansing. But on a regular basis, it's wonderful. I'm a big believer in massage. I like getting massages while I'm detoxing and cleansing because it relaxes the body and it just seems to make everything work more effectively and to have a more successful cleanse. You know, back in the day when we did cleansing, we didn't have this much information. We didn't really talk about inflammation. We really didn't know that there were beautiful blended combinations at your health food store with all the herbs and fiber put together for you to do a great cleanse to support you. We had to do it our own. We had to mix things and blend things, and no matter how good we tried to balance, we ended up with nothing but just a heavy-duty laxative. So we ended up being chained to our bathrooms and our toilets and not being able to do anything else. Today's cleanses allow you to live your life. Work. Do what you're doing. It's just you're cleansing at the same time. You can change your diet. You can get a better night's rest. You can drink more water. You can eat an anti-inflammatory diet. You can take all your supplements. And you can take all the nutrients that you need to do your cleanse and all the added fiber and cleanse while you're living your life and feel better every single day and wonder why you didn't do it a long time ago. Most people, if not all, who do a cleanse, look forward to doing another one. The first one seems to be always the most dramatic because you're coming from a pretty polluted inside of your body situation to a cleaner situation. And it really does make a difference when you're trying to head into a more energetic, positive, healthy way of living. For many of us, getting healthy is something new. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time. It's something we've talked about doing. But when you're getting ready to start getting healthy, we're getting ready to start a new year, you're getting ready to start a new way of eating, incorporate in a cleanse at the same time. Because I'll leave you with this. A couple years ago in the housing market, you could buy houses really, really cheap with the burst of the bubble. A lot of people were buying houses on sight unseen. My friend bought a house, and when he went to see it, he had the trucks come up with all of the furniture to move into it. And when he got there, it had 4-inch green shag carpeting, acoustic ceilings, pink and blue ceramic tile bathroom sinks. The roof needed to be redone. The plumbing needed to be done. The electrical needed to be updated. The windows needed to be done. And it needed yard work. But still, he paid almost nothing for it. So he had to do all these things. So he put everything in storage. And they stripped the ceilings, took out the carpeting, put in tile, new walls, took down the paneling, all new wiring, all new windows, everything. And the home was beautiful. At that point in time, it was time for him to go ahead and move in the furniture. It's the same thing. As you're starting to get healthy, as you're starting to change the diet, if you're doing the cleanse at the same time or maybe a week or two before, you're going to have a cleaner home, a cleaner atmosphere, a more adaptive and available body for new things to become part of the foundation. If you move good stuff into a dirty body and your body is not tuned and your digestive system is compromised and you're in a high state of inflammation, you're not going to get the benefit because you're throwing it into this dirty, polluted environment. And what's going to happen is you're not going to see results and you're going to quit in a very short period of time. So don't allow yourself to quit. Don't fall off the wagon. If you fall off, dust yourself off and get back on again. But remember, a cleanse, a well-structured cleanse, and you pick up some great ones at your health food stores today, can really help you to be healthier and to head into a more positive direction. And you will. It just takes a little time. And the benefits are long-term. And you're going to change a lot of the ways that you think about diet and exercise and all that stuff. So I hope you'll take the time to truly head in a healthier direction. I know you'll do great at it. You just need to make sure that you have everything at your fingertips to get the job done. So we're ending the holidays now. We're at the time of the year where we're going to start thinking healthy, to be healthy, and to stay healthy, and to do these good things. Remember one thing for the new thought for the new year. Be better to yourself next year than you were to yourself this year. And you're going to be better for it. Daily Detoxification Guide by Igor Schwartzman, a good book. Also, Whole Body Cleansing, Transforming Your Health Through Gentle Purification and Effective Detoxification by Gaetano Morello. Good things to keep in mind. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show at Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. Remember to check out all of my show segments at the Talk Healthy Today show page. Look for the on-demand podcasts that are available on Radio MD. I thank you all for listening. Have a healthy new year. God bless and stay well.